So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show. We have 8 minutes of daily inspiration, and today, oh my goodness, this woman is so inspirational, and our intention today is really to help you just change everything in your life starting right now. Welcome, Kelly Early from Noosa, Australia.
Hello, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
I know. So Kelly works with bodies. She's in Access Consciousness, and she's just so much fun to have around. So tell us, we were talking a little bit earlier about what could this year bring? Like, what could this year do? And maybe just say kind of what you're setting out for this year.
Cool. All right. So this year for me, I'm really making the demand to be fiercely me, no matter what else shows up in the world, no matter what else shows up in my life, just really choosing to be me. And it's really exciting already. We haven't even reached 2017 yet. Yay. How does it get any better than that? I'm super excited, as you can tell.
So something happens for me when I get with this person I'm interviewing, and I keep laughing, and I was thinking I would edit this out, but maybe our audience would really like having fun with us,
right? Best medicine.
Yeah, maybe that's the being us changing the world.
Totally. Yay.
So Kelly, tell us about a time when maybe things weren't going so good, and then what kind of helped you turn everything around?
Okay, cool. I was really sick about 7 years ago. I was in hospital, in and out of hospital for ages. I was told that I had an incurable disease, and everything was just like trauma and drama, and my body was really, really unwell. And it got to the point where I was just like, what do I do with this? Like, I just don't even know anymore. And I, you know, as the universe gives you these amazing gifts, I picked up a book a few years after I'd come out of the hospital and was starting to get a bit better. And it was Dr. Dane Here's Being You Changing the World book. And I sat down and started reading it. Like, the book just basically jumped off the shelf at me, literally. It was awesome. And started reading this book about how being you, like really being you, can change the world. And it started to change things in my body, and it just started to change everything around me and like give me this space of freedom. And I can't even put words to it right now, but
okay,
it's, yeah.
Well, that's perfect. I love the fact that you sent people to a book.
Oh, really? There you go. How's it getting better? Totally changed my life.
So one of the things that shows up for our audience, we have a lot of listeners who actually run businesses where they help people heal, and they help people with body, they help with massage, or they maybe do kind of business coaching, that kind of thing. What would you say to someone who maybe has turned themselves in a pretzel to be in their job, to help them shift out of that and start being more themselves?
Okay, so for me, it was really about getting clear on what it was that I actually wanted to create as my life. So, you know, I've had corporate jobs and things like that, and I'd turn myself into a pretzel to, you know, make myself kind of fit into that space. I wasn't very happy until I got really, really clear about what it was that I desired to create as my life and the energies that I wanted to bring into my life. You know, I kind of kept going down that route of, you know, being in a job that didn't make me very happy, you know, not really earning the capacity that I knew I could receive from the universe. Like, the money started to show up when all of that changed, and being in relationships that weren't making me very happy. So when I started making that demand of, okay, what is it that I desire to create, and getting really clear about that, even if I had no idea about how I was going to create it, that started to change things for me. And then I started asking questions.
I have to really shine light on this sort of it's kind of like a creative demand. And I do this as a daily practice. I do actually demand of the universe that as I bring it, everything can change. I just demand it. I don't like, even in building this podcast, I made the demand it would be easy.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, sponsors are going to show up easily. The right team's going to show up easily. I'm really interested in bringing more light to the world. And what if I just keep it like that? And so far, it's that little thing that you talked about. It's just beautiful. It's like this place where you demand a change, but you're coming from a clarity. I love it. So thank you for that, Kelly. That was beautiful.
You're so welcome. It really started to change things for me. And even getting actually clear on what it was that I desired as well, not buying everybody else's stuff about what it was that they think I should have desired as my life. I was like, oh, that's my mother's. She can have that back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my goodness. You know, I want to talk to you forever, but why don't you let people know how they can find you, and if they wanted to maybe book a session with you, how can they go about getting closer to Kelly?
Sure. So they can find me. I deal with people all over the world, so they're all awesomeness of technology now. So you can find me on www.kellyearley.com. The site's under construction at the moment, but how does it get any better than that?
I love it. Thank you so much for coming today. And I wanted to stop for a moment also and thank our newest sponsor, Audible Books Read Out Loud has come on board as a sponsor with the Erica Glessing Show. So they gave me a domain, which is audibletrial.com/TheEricaGlessingShow. So thank you, Audible. Thank you, Kelly, for showing up and being you and changing the world.
Thank you. And turn it up, everybody. Turn you up.
Yeah. Turn you up. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica.